All right, 8:06 on this July 6th. Hope you had a great weekend, a holiday, 4th of July, and glad to be back in studio. Got a busy week, as we mentioned. Bill Vickery joined us now.
Yes,
Professor Vickery, as we
good
call
morning.
Him.
Good morning. Good morning.
My gosh, the last couple weeks, you've turned into a history professor.
Well, that was Chris and I.
Yes.
And,
well, last
so
week, too,
we
you were.
About, yeah. You forget, there is no nation without Thomas Paine.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, he said he was a course
he writes
maker.
Common Sense, the original influencer. He didn't show his butt on TikTok or Instagram, but he did forge the nation's consciousness
look
into
you.
Saying, hey, screw you, England.
We mentioned
we're
that
out of here.
We mentioned we have a lot going on. Tonight we'll be at the State Trooper Training Lodge testing out everything.
Right. So
a lot of big hitters there tonight, including state troopers and people who have given money to help build that thing privately. And it's going to be a fun night tonight. We'll be broadcasting there tomorrow. We did the tower show, Roger, 2 years ago, where they built the tower for all their training. I mean,
yes.
It's one of the top facilities in America.
I was going to say, people don't understand how the Arkansas State Trooper, how much training goes into that.
Again,
how dangerous the job is. Even if you're pulling David Basil over on the interstate because you were going 35 miles an hour over the speed limit, that you got to, I mean, you still have traffic coming by. It is a harrowing job, to say the least.
Our facilities, I mentioned a minute ago, we can be the best in the country at anything we apply ourselves to. And this facility is the best in the country. Yeah. So we've got that tomorrow, and then Wednesday we go to MENA. You ever been down to MENA for the Skyline Cafe?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where you're going.
Yeah, so we've done, this will be the fourth restaurant over 100 years old.
Yes.
We went to Jones Barbecue the other day. That was a really unique experience to see Mr. Jones doing it like he's done it for 50 years, and then his grandfather beforehand, his uncle before that.
I think we're going to see the birth. I don't know. Christian, did you say we're going to go look at the birthplace of Eric Sullivan?
Yeah.
He's
what I heard.
Do that. Yeah, of course, you know, Chris Kane brought the, what was it, American Made with Tom Cruise. Have you seen that?
Right.
It's a great movie.
Yes, yes.
Christian? Yeah.
It was way better than Night and Day.
That's it's a great movie. Christian goes.
Night and Day is.
It's a funny.
Are you debating whether it was better than.
American
I like Night and Day.
I did too. I like Cameron Diaz.
I did too. Christian had a firm line in the sand on that. No,
it's a romp. It's a
popcorn
romp.
Movie. Thank you. It's a romp. And then from there we go down to Atlanta for the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. All this is brought to you by Comcast. Oakland. Thanks so much. Oakland is doing our summer of adventure. And we're going to be in the pits, in the garages Saturday night and Sunday night for the Quaker State 400 series. And
going to run them.
NASCAR, and then do the show
gonna
in Atlanta Monday. Then we come back, we go to the Star in Frisco, Cliff Harris and all that, boom. And then after that, boy, I'm headed down to your place
then
in Tampa.
On to Tampa.
Watch out.
And that's when they are.
Watch out.
Yes. I've already called ahead. David, I have a week of activities planned for us.
So we're going to see Stats down there, too.
We'll see Stats.
Trey Schaap will be down there.
Talking to Trey about it.
Randy Rainwater.
Looking forward to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Would it blow his mind if you and I took Randy out on the town one night?
long as Care thinks you drugged me.
Our CEO and Acre go, no. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Double R would be great.
Double R.
Yeah, and think about this. Think about what the SEC Media Days will be like this year, Rog. You know, we've been doing this. This is 14th year in a row for me. Yeah. You got a bunch of new faces. You know, got a new guy at Florida, got a new guy at Auburn, got a new guy at Arkansas.
And they all came from the same conference.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, this is just elevating.
Well done. It is.
But, you know, it's interesting in that they are moving – did Tampa bid to get?
There's no reason.
We're
going to
find out.
Tampa. There's no reason we should be down there. I don't know why.
It's going to be hot too.
Yeah, I don't get it. At least the proximity. You know, when they did it in Dallas. You know, you've got. You know, although Gainesville, how far is Gainesville from Tampa?
It's 2:45.
Yeah, so I mean, but Tampa. We love the town. Last time we were there, Roger, it was the Outback Bowl.
Outback Bowl, right?
Things were a little bit better.
Yeah.
For a resurrection ball.
Had all the trophy.
And the ball.
It all went downhill.
Yeah, it did.
Slowly but surely.
How was your July 4th at the pool?
Fun.
Pool party at Bedmills.
Had some friends
so
over.
So mad I didn't get by.
Had some friends over, and, you know, but it rained.
Yeah.
But we did so it was indoor, outdoor.
Yes.
It was, you know, we got enough. We got seven innings in, so we pitched a complete
when
game.
When you go inside and it's raining outside, do you go with Twister? or the old school, you go chess, you go, what do you do?
There was a card game involved at one point, but it was a card game that centered around adult beverages.
Gotcha. What about what about the big story yesterday? We thought we were going to be one man short for tonight's big match.
Trump calls FIFA.
Yeah, what's the guy's name? Antonio Vendendra.
Antonio Langham?
Yeah, what's his name?
Gianni Infantino.
Infantino.
He does not look Italian.
First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me.
I think he's Swiss.
Yeah, it's and so it hadn't happened since '62, where a red card has been given during this.
And then, yes.
And then, you know, it was a
Garincha.
Bad. I thought it was a bad call. Anyway, I don't know anything about soccer, but it looked like a bad call to me in the first
place. So I was speaking with someone my British friend that I had on the program, and we were talking about that. He was very excited last night. You talk about a guy that, I mean, he was up late, late over there. Of course, you know, I had to send him the fun at work today, England.
Yes.
You know, so
how about that? Mexico hadn't lost in that stadium, what, 2 times in 56 years? Yeah, it's crazy.
But they also play.
They play nobody.
I was going to say, they play.
Not nobody, but they play inferior competition.
Yes. They played division. They played non-power four.
Dominican Republic.
Right, right.
So
yeah, they're playing the Dominicans.
That's how it's happened.
Yeah, they play some chumps.
They play like four good teams.
Roll through there. And they kept commenting about the stadium, but it's sort of like.
It's a great stadium.
LSU Stadium. It has history, but once you're in it.
Yeah,
it's a trillion years old. Then you think, well, okay, it's not as luxurious as, say, you know, AT&T Stadium in Dallas or something like that. But his point was the way they do video review is that the official VAR, video assisted review.
Here you go, Roger. Yeah.
Right, he makes Roger. A TV screen.
Bar.
Yep.
Like, what? I want to know. They're always putting an arm out. You know, like, what are the. And then, like, he just makes a little TV screen.
I want Walt Coleman to do that.
Yes.
USA. USA. USA.
Can you imagine if Walt Coleman in New England, after that, came out and just made a little TV signal next to Tom Brady? Gruden would have gone nuts. Oh, but anyway. They don't look at live video. They only look at pictures, still pictures from a live video. So the point was that the official that gave the – and it's not a, it's an orange card. It doesn't really look red. You know what I mean? Yeah. Red's a good – that Razorback red that you have on, that's a red card, buddy.
Yeah.
You're giving me kind of a – is that orange or yellow? I can't tell.
Well, are you keeping up to where if we win this match against Belgium
– yes. It'll be there.
Then we go either Portugal or Spain.
Right.
So that's the. So if we get to Portugal or Spain, what are we down to? Is that eight?
Eight.
That's eight. Yeah.
Elite eight.
And the elite eight.
Elite eight.
We go from the knockout round. I said we don't have any good names for the rest of it. If you could go knockout round, go blood round, blow.
Right.
You know. To the death.
So I think FIFA is a completely corrupt organization.
That's what Christian was saying.
You'd be
hard pressed to find a more corrupt organization.
Yeah. I can think of one. But anyway, so that was the thought, is that maybe if given the context of the whole thing, the fact that it wasn't intentional, you give a red card out, you know, that's a flagrant two. That's a flagrant two.
Yeah, it was. I don't know anything about that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
What do I know?
But also, today's National Fried Chicken Day.
Yes, I heard.
Where does Bill Vickery get his
fried
chicken?
That's a good point. You know,
I'm sure. I look at your figure. You don't eat fried chicken very much.
I love fried chicken.
Yeah, I was in Waldo's the other day. Waldo's was pretty good.
It's good.
Keep boys done
Rock.
That ride.
Usually, good fried chicken comes on a Saturday morning after a late Friday night. You know what I mean?
Like
you get a couple of drumsticks. And maybe a breast.
Yes.
Boy, and then, you know.
Roger, you know what I failed to mention also, too, over the weekend that we saw? Our friend Joe Nichols, who does a segment with us every Wednesday, has got the new hot song.
Oh,
and I think it's going to march to number one. No, it's not. Still not. I think it's the
17th.
Okay. But all of his social media, he's pushing out. It's called C'est la vie.
Yeah.
And it's a good little catchy little phrase.
Right.
Yeah. He says, do you like adios? What's the other one?
Adios. The three. Bios can deal.
The three things.
Adios.
But I'll stick with C'est la vie.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was all over the place this weekend. So good for him.
Yeah.
I knew, Bill, that you were not going to be a big fried chicken guy. What about the.
No, I am. Yeah, it's one of those things you got to be in the mood to eat. You can't just. You can't.
I disagree.
Bounce into fried chicken.
Yes, you can.
I like to be focused, intentional.
That's okay.
The other thing that happened over the weekend, lost one of the great Razorbacks of all time, Bill Burnett.
Bill Burnett. Yeah.
Who still holds a touchdown record?
Didn't know that till I read that today.
Now he broke the. You did have one. His single season was broke by. We lost him. Oh my gosh, I went blank on his
Alex Collins.
Alex Collins lost him in that one season, 2015. Yes. But yeah, he still holds the record.
How about that?
Remarkable.
A trillion
corkscrew.
Years ago.
He would do the corkscrew over the top, as Frank Broyles used to say. So all these guys, you know, Bruce James, we had him on today. You know, they're 70, 80 years old. Coach Hatfield in his 80s.
Starting to.
Switzer.
Starting to see the twilight.
And that's how Clint Ace was yesterday. He's 96.
Yes. Yeah,
he's still getting it.
Wow.
Yeah, he is. I hadn't mentioned baseball. All-star team announced. Nobody's playing. Everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
The majority of the people cannot play. I did see where Mike Trout had his 12th all-star appearance.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, his 8th.
He can't play.
Freddie Freeman, 10th. Mm-hmm. Well, pretty impressive.
Sounds like you're giving the guest list. That's
yesterday was a great baseball day. You know, NBC did the thing where all the games were either on NBC, the NBC, or Peacock or whatever, and you could watch baseball all day. And it was kind of fun to bounce around different games. And
Do you go to baseball games?
I enjoy baseball. Tampa is a great Tropicana Field is on the St. Pete side, and you can always get tickets.
It's empty.
It's empty most of the time.
Yeah. Hey, Trey Schaap, come here just real quick. Did you see the story, speaking of baseball, about Wrigley Field and Take Me Home, Country Roads?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So apparently now, because the World Cup, I guess, is World Cup people singing this now too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is that where it's sort of taken off now? Or you know, it was West Virginia in the College World Series, you know, because they went.
Yes.
So that boy, that's really cool. Now it's taken over for the World Cup.
Yep. Yes. Right. I think it's.
So is that is that the thing at Wrigley?
No. What happened was there was a fog delay. I was there.
Okay.
And they started playing it over the PA, and so everybody just started singing it.
Okay, so it's not something that's going to be a regular deal.
No.
Because now you got what's your Cubs song?
Go Cubs go when they win.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sort of cornball, but it's okay. It fits. It fits.
It is a corny song.
It is, but it's okay. It fits. Yeah. But I didn't know if that was spreading all over the place.
You know, I don't know why I know this, but I actually heard an interview with a man and woman wrote "Take Me Home, Country Road." They lived in D.C. They were driving through Western Virginia, and they just sort of put some words together. And instead of saying "almost heaven," West Virginia felt bad. It had a different meter to it, and so it's just an amalgam of several different things.
Funny, I wonder. Marty and McGee did a segment.
That's where I heard.
That's where that came from. I was wondering where that came from. Yes. That show said, "I don't really feel that this is a West Virginia song."
It partly is, partly isn't.
Schaap, are you ready to party with Bill Vickery?
We've talked about it.
Our management wants to try to keep us calm and not do anything fun.
We say no.
We're going to have some fun down in Tampa.
Yes.
Tampa. We got Spielberg Schaap over here. He's going to be doing some cool stuff. Are you keeping up because you have clients in London? Are you keeping up with Wimbledon?
Yes.
You had a big upset over the weekend.
Lots of my girl Sabalenka or whatever went down.
Sabalenka lost to Osaka, didn't she?
Wait, wait a minute. Shoot, say that one more time.
Sabalenka, she lost to Naomi Osaka.
Osaka.
That's our nerd alert.
Roger
That's a nerd alert.
Tora.
Listen, what he said last week. Did you put that in the system, what you said last week, the three players' names?
No.
He said three players' names. Was that
Romelu Lukaku. This is for Belgium tonight.
Did he?
Okay, give me the three.
Romelu Lukaku, Thibaut Courtois, and Kevin De Bruyne. They're their three best players.
Listen, I could try that 100 times and not get that right.
Yeah. Wait, what was Jeremy that middle
Doku
one?
Kukuku.
Right, is that, what was the middle one?
That's the menu Courtois. That I look at the menu and go, I'll have the number four.
So Thibaut Courtois, by many, is considered the best goalkeeper in the entire world. So
this is the Belgian goalkeeper?
Yes. He is 6'7".
Oh, wow. Go back to Wimbledon. So now the people that I should know are not there. I don't know them either, but who's the favorite?
Is Djokovic still around? Did he win yesterday?
I actually don't know. I haven't been keeping up as much. World Cup is in on my Wimbledon time.
Yeah. But I love watching. Chris Fowler does a great job, and the McEnroe brothers are fun to watch.
So was it with you last week that I was trying to tell the guys that I need the name of Wimbledon, and we kept going, New England Club? I said, no, that's not what it is.
All England Lawn and
Croquet
Club. Yeah, maybe I think I got that confused with Roland, is it Roland
Garros?
Roland Garros?
Yes. Roland Pinheiro.
I think I got that confused.
The Clay.
I think that's what I got.
His mama called him Clay.
Do you want to say congrats to all the teams that participated in the Hatcher Agency Busch Classic?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this. This is a, I mean, I can't even read this. I told Roger the names. It says King of Kings slash Disco Ninjas 25, 20. King of Kings slash Disco Ninjas 25, 615, 2. That's the headline of the score.
Yes.
So they won 25-2. But the name of the group, I was telling them that the names are so long. Here's one. Let's see. Where is it at here? Top Chef Nutrition Good Guys versus Classics Milky Pest Control. That's not too bad. Here's one. TC Belly's Mandu's Royalty 17. JMI Combat MFG Red Athlete 2.
You know, Chasseur Foufflé plays for them as well.
I tell you, you got to make straight A's to be able to read the uniforms of all these people playing the Busch Classic. But I give it up to Clint for doing this for 48 years.
48 years.
48 straight years.
That. Softball on
July 4th. Never relaxing.
No.
Never having any.
Never taking it off.
By the pool, those kind of things.
No.
Are you surprised that Joey Chestnut wins number 18?
No, not at all.
What are the odds on that?
15
like,
now.
Yeah,
he wins by 15 hot dogs.
I wonder if the fix is in, like Mickey with Rocky.
Yeah.
And is it not amazing? And I look forward to it every year. George Shea, who's he writes, but he writes all those introductions, but then he does them live, no notes.
Oh, is that the way he does it?
And the one that, you know, the chestnut
he's
ones, I mean, when plucked from his mother's womb and touched by
it's,
the hand.
It's banana ball-esque.
How much do you think he gets paid to do that?
Well, probably. You mean chestnut?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I talked to somebody who wanted to look to bring the eating to Arkansas.
They did it at Hot Springs in 2006.
And I think it's a brilliant thing, you know. But you got to pay those guys appearance fees, and he's way up there. I mean, he's six figures.
They're sponsored. That's where he probably gets money to go to this place because it gives you so much exposure.
Yeah, but he's still not sponsored by – he doesn't do the Nathan's anymore, right?
No, and he doesn't –
Well, that was a few years ago. I think he eats – he has to eat Nathan's.
Well,
he got paid a bunch of money for the vegan dogs that he didn't do a couple years ago because he was doing that vegan thing.
And he doesn't – we found out he doesn't purge. He does not do that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how uncomfortable the next
oh
2 days
would be? Oh, gosh.
Great.
You
got to
know.
And apparently, Chris said he read that you gained 23 pounds.
You know, housekeeping for his hotel room has to just hate to see him coming.
Wow. I just don't get it. That would, but you know what? Listen, he's got a system. And the girl had 50. The girl was only one short of the guy that got second.
Wow.
So she was impressive. Also, too, 661-1037. Coming up, we're going to have graffiti brought to you by Finch Brokers.
Yes.
A lot of different directions. I saw that you did not get invited to Taylor Swift's wedding.
I did not. I was not there.
Because you turned it down?
I was talking with someone on July 4th about, you know, okay, I get it. If you got to pick a city, you want to try to keep it as quiet as possible.
Yeah.
So New York would be a city where you could have celebrities in it and it not cause a ruckus, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then given helicopters and drones, you got to have it indoors somewhere.
Yeah.
And then if they had 1,000 people there.
They had tents where you would drive in, you get out of your car, you couldn't be seen, which is great. Yeah.
Yes. So I get having it in a arena in a major metropolitan area that wouldn't attract a lot of attention to these celebrities for being there.
Right.
But it does seem a little weird. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that is sort of a weird. You know, although they can say, listen, Paul McCartney sang a song he hadn't sung in 50 years.
62 years.
Where are they going to have the divorce? That's
yeah,
what
well,
I really
no, you know what's next? That'll be baby songs now. She's getting ready to have a baby. I'm just telling you. It's coming.
So is it in his best interest?
No.
Is it in his best interest? Because they're not going to make it. I mean, I hate to be cynical, but no way. No way this lasts.
So we know that they don't have – she has to have multiple –
Yes.
Prenups,
yeah,
right?
Sure she does.
Yeah.
She's had to be
She's worth 1,000 times more than he is.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's worth
millions, but she's worth billions.
Airtight. Yes.
So if they get separated, I wonder if he can get support.
So you know who they said
support,
I think maybe probably got an invite. We haven't heard yet, but Butch Jones. See, Butch Jones coached both Kelseys. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he got an invite.
Yeah. Rich Eisen was there.
There were a couple that were head scratchers.
Yeah. You did. Yeah. You had
Kevin
to connect
Kelly.
Them.
Was he there?
It's Kevin
Kelly.
That's hilarious.
You did have to connect the dots a little bit. And then what do you get them as a wedding gift? That's the other thing.
Oh, my gosh.
You get them. Here's your gravy bowed that you were on the knot for or
well,
whatever.
Here you go. The engagement ring designed by Kendrick Lubeck of Artifacts Fine Jewelry in New York features a stone estimated to be between 7 and 9 carats. Yeah. So what would that be? You buy those kind of rings.
Yeah, yeah, not at all.
What would that be?
Quarter mil?
Yeah, I would think a quarter to half a
million. It's got to be so much that they have to have a glass replica that she wears around for insurance purposes, right? I mean, there's no way. I mean, there's got to be. That might be pushing a million bucks.
Let me tell you, we just went through a lightning round of topics with Bill Vickery.
Right, look at that.
Like 10 different things.
You're absolutely right.
I do think we, for the all the great Chevy dealers.
Yes.
We probably need to play the open when we come back.
Yes. You know, like Bill is going, would you please take care of my.
The wonderful Chevy dealers.
He's excited about his sponsor.
And that's
Arkansas's
Silverado.
Best.
I saw a number of them. I spot them now everywhere.
Well, some say that they're thinking about the next step with you for the Arkansas Best Chevy dealers is they put a Chevy in your front yard, and you leave it out there.
You know what? Grew up with a Chevy in my front yard. It was on blocks. But
funny. No, we were going over to Jones Barbecue, and we passed the front yard of a 6-foot-tall rooster statue. Mm-hmm. Next to it was an 18-wheeler for sale.
Yeah.
Facing parallel to
sale. Come on now.
For sale.
For sale. Only
America.
Only
America.
Yeah. Right there. Right there. All right. Cornfields and everything else. Everything we went by, not knowing anything about farming, everything looked like peppers.
We'll come back and we'll visit more with Bill Vickery. We got it for another 30 minutes. We got graffiti coming up.
Yeah,
by Fish Brokers. And we're glad you're with us. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Don't go away.